Now closing out the program, musician Michael Muti grew up in the state of Bahia in northeastern Brazil. The region's famous for its percussion heritage. Now Muti is pulling Brazilian percussion into the 21st century with the help of video game technology. From New York, the world's Alex Galifant explains.
Take a piece of acoustic percussion, say a djembe, and instead of actually playing the djembe, you trigger an electronic sample of a djembe instead. Nothing new there. But Michael Muti does it with a video game controller.
Any button can make a different sound. So this instrument is called a birimbau. Birimbau is a Brazilian instrument. And I play with these controller's buttons and this movement sensor.
And these are controllers from a Wii. This is a Nintendo Wii controller, right?
Yeah, it's a normal Nintendo Wii controller.
Okay, so obvious question. Why do this at all? An actual berimbau sounds pretty good.
I make you a question. Why not? I never intend to replace the real instrument by a computer. The best way it's to keep them together, the real instrument and the digital tools.
And that's what he does with his band, Percussivo Mundo Novo, New World Percussion. Likes to tinker. The idea for using video game controllers began when, like countless home studio musicians, he was playing sampled drum parts using a digital keyboard. So one note becomes the bass drum, another the snare drum, and so on. But he figured if piano keys could trigger sounds, why not a joystick with all its buttons?
For sure, then I started to prakat with the video game controller. Whoa, this is fun.
He didn't stop there. The Wii controller came next, along with an iPad and the guitar-shaped controller that comes with the Guitar Hero video game. Instead of strings, there's a series of buttons lined up along the plastic neck.
And I had the idea, I will put all of them together at the same instrument. And she's my daughter, and it's a small guitar that combines these three things, the video game controller, the Guitar Hero controller, and the iPad.
Muti named his pride and joy Teresa, after his grandmother. Although it's likely that his grandmother didn't have an iPad embedded in her midriff, and both Guitar Hero buttons and a Wii controller strung along her neck. He uses software on his laptop to program the sounds, sending them to whichever buttons he chooses, and the iPad can play any number of futuristic music apps.
Caranguejo corre, vai ligeiro como quê?
Caranguejo corre, vai ligeiro como quê?
Caranguejo quando corre, vai ligeiro como quê?
Michael Muti is in demand these days. He's been doing soundtrack work in Hollywood and making music with the great Brazilian musician Sergio Mendes.
I call him master and he doesn't like. Don't call me master, you are my friend. Oh yeah, friend, my friend. Sergio Mendes is my friend, you know.
Muti holds the past in great respect, whether it be the past of the last few decades or the ancient percussion traditions of his homeland. And he's determined that his invented instrument doesn't become a gimmick. After all, he still had to learn to play Teresa properly.
Finding new ways of playing real percussion instruments through these buttons.
The experiments haven't stopped either.
I have an instrument that I play with my feet. I have some that I play stuck into my body.
I think you're the Willy Wonka of digital music.
I don't know. I just have some ideas and I try to put them in practice, you know. And some of them are really working fine, so why not?
Muti's next plan is to do a gig in Brazil with maybe 60 percussion players, all of them playing video game controllers. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.
Fazendo seu sambinha, mas se eu não vejo você é diferente, minha preta. Tudo bem, isso pode até ser samba, mas é frio. Sambi comigo que meu samba fica quente.
You can watch Percussivo Mundo Novo in action with video game controllers in hand at theworld.org. The band's on tour. You can find the itinerary on our website as well. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow with another Spin of the World.
De acordo.